WKTT. Because the battle for America begins here. WKTT 1066. We know the truth.
Justice is a game. Just like the game of chicken, you've got to go full steam ahead and hope the other person runs out of energy or money first. It takes money to play the game right and get out on top.
In this court, it's a world where good deeds go undone, morality is severely punished, and random luck can destroy your life. I'm Judge Grady, and this is Just or Unjust.
The excitement of a court show.
He kicked me in the stomach, Your Honor.
The injustice of an American courtroom.
I think the wetlands are overprotected anyway. I fine you $1 million for wasting the court's time, you activist scum.
The tension of a desperate network television show.
I don't care what your definition of sodomize is. I'm gonna show you mine.
All packed together with the incredible excitement of a game show.
Do you love money? Do you? Do you?
Yes.
Well, then, unbutton that blouse.
This is Just or Unjust. Real plaintiffs and defendants in a radio court of law.
Okay, let's get on with this. Welcome to my courtroom. I'm Judge Grady. Let's get some justice. Right. Today, we've got Williams Jones against Williams Jones. Case number 453. Let's get going. I've already read your opening statements.
Judge Grady, my name is Lori Williams Jones. I've been married to my husband, Chuck, for 2 years, and all he does is play that Wizard online game, Loot and Wank. He plays until 2 in the morning sometimes. When he comes to bed, he's all grabbing my ass and treating me like a troll, screaming, two damage. Check that ass in the air, troll. I'm about to get aggro. Can you help me, Judge? I love my husband, but I'm not an avatar.
Look, you are an avatar. Let's get that straight. We all are. And the sooner people understand that, the better. The reason that your husband is in there looting and wanking and slinging his wizard junk around is because you got fat and stopped being sexy. I wouldn't even bang you. And I've done a lot of trolls in my time. Look at yourself, girl. Do something positive for yourself. Get some plastic surgery. Chuck, what have you got to say for yourself?
My name is Chuck Williams Jones. I think my wife is possessed by Satan. She doesn't refill the ice tray. She hates my parents. She stopped giving me head. She spends all my money and thinks she's doing me a massive fucking favor sending out Christmas cards. I mean, come on! Give me a break. They just raised postage again. Ain't nobody giving a shit about a Christmas card. Even the ones with a picture of your fucking dog. I don't need to see a picture of your fucking dog in a Santa hat. God damn you. Can you help my wife see what's up?
Interesting. And the court notices that you have a hyphenated last name. Williams hyphen Jones. Was that her idea?
Yes, it was, Your Honor. I was born Chuck Williams. I went along with it because that's only fair, you know? I mean, I totally understand that comes from a time when women were considered property. Women are defective and misbegotten, but I don't own her. I would like to own a human being someday. I mean, like, you know, I could have me a young, nubile Filipino boy, and we could sit in my tropical hut and play games and decide who does what by playing hands-free catch the quarter.
What? Look what's happened to you. Why you gotta hyphenate? Why you gonna be half a man? She took away your manhood. She emasculated you good and proper. You got some bitch's name on half your shit. Do you pee sitting down? Do you pee sitting down?
Well, we're equal partners, and it's not fair that she has to take the toilet up, so I don't really mind.
Equal partners? You gonna give a man a woman's last name? I'm surprised you haven't started growing tits. For the love of all that is holy in the world!
You know the deal, Judge. I have to agree, or I'll never get laid again.
We have an equal household, Your Honor. Equal. Equality. He wears tampons whenever I do, so that we may both experience the same burden when I'm on my flow.
Equality? Give me back that vote, woman. Let me guess who's at work busting his ass all day. Let me guess who makes the most money. I know. It's Chuck. It's the man. You know who has made the most money throughout history? The man. Who have been the great leaders? Men. Maybe you had Cleopatra, but Egyptians live in triangles, tetrahedrons and shit. A triangle is not manly. Who fought the best wars? Men. Who make the best murderers? Men. Who invented the plague? Men. We done it all, bitch. We run this show, and I don't give a Fuck who knows it. So what if he wants to come home and spend time online with his guild and pleasure elves running around with his orky friends? Let him.
Well, family and our children are the most important. Our children depend on us. We should be protecting and coddling our children, never letting them out of our sight, keeping electronic tabs on them at all times, making them paranoid and neurotic. It's our duty. Children are our future.
The future? Where's your jetpack, boy?
I don't have one, Your Honor.
That's right, because technology is a lie sent by liberals to kill us. Apart from weapons technology, which we use to kill other people, there is no future. And you, woman, you disgust me with your liberal ideas. You ever had a three-way?
No, Your Honor, I haven't. That's revolting.
No, it is not. What's disgusting is the way you get yourself a dog and the dog hits puberty and suddenly you realize the dog's undercarriage is really big. Or when you watch a nature show and see two elephants mating. Or when you vomit a bit in your mouth and have to swallow it.
This is insulting! This is a court of law. All you've given me is a lot of dog penis and woman hating. What is wrong with you, Judge Grady?
I'm a judge. What exactly did you expect? This isn't a courtroom, it's a studio. And I'm here not to only administer justice, but also get ratings. Listen to me, I'm a judge. I'm wearing a black dress, aren't I? Do you have any idea what I'm doing up under this bench while I'm looking down at you? Ooh, I'm gonna have to retire to my quarters and think about this.
While Judge Grady's back in his chambers making his decision, let's talk to a few people in the courtroom audience. Madam, what do you think? Who's in the right here?
I can really empathize with Lori. Guys only care about women in revealing medieval clothing who take it up the back door.
And what about you, sir?
I really like the part where they talk about elephants doing it.
We'll be back after this on Just or Unjust.
WKTT 1066. Because the liberal media wants to give your country to an illegal immigrant. WKTT. We know the truth.
Just or unjust.
We're back on Just or Unjust. Judge Grady is coming back into the courtroom with his decision.
Okay, all rise. Please be seated. I thought about this for a while, and I've come to a decision. Will you both please approach the bench? Okay, Chuck. Face Lori. Now, Chuck, raise your hand. Repeat after me. I love you, baby.
I love you, baby.
And I will always remember.
And I will always remember.
How good this felt.
How good this felt.
Now smack that bitch.
Ow! What the fuck?
All right, that was just for my own pleasure. I just love domestic violence. Okay, time for Just or Unjust. Courtroom audience names the game. The defendant and the plaintiff have to play it. How should we decide this case?
Fist fight!
Three-way!
Garrity!
Duel!
Duel! Duel! Duel! Duel! Duel!
Wow! Seems pretty unanimous. That's my kind of jury. We're gonna have to go with duel or no duel. Solving things the American way. Here are your pistols. Winner gets $1,000 and a flight to...
No!
I've had enough of you, stupid whore.
Supposed to wait until I give you the signal. We got time to fill. We don't go to commercial for 3 minutes. Don't you watch TV, son? Now I got a dead plaintiff on my courtroom floor. I'm gonna sentence you to 30 days while you think about what you did to my ratings.
Let's see what our studio audience thinks. Madam, was that justice?
I don't know. They came here with a minor domestic dispute about him playing too many computer games. Then, under Judge Grady's incredible jurisdiction, he ended up shooting her in the back. Yes, I'd say that was justice.
Great!
Join us for the next episode of Just or Unjust. Remember, it ain't justice till I say so. And today, we saw real justice practiced by real people in a real court of law. So if you go breaking the law, remember, the justice entertainment system may be watching.
Just or Unjust!
See you next time on Just or Unjust.
WKTT 1066. Because the liberal media wants to give your country to an illegal immigrant. WKTT. We know the truth.
From Vinewood to Liberty City, if a celeb shits, eats, or snorts it, Fizz is there.
Fizz! Hi, welcome to this edition of Fizz. The entertainment and celebrity scene is buzzing like an overdose celebutante. Jane Labrador, and I'm joined as ever by our celebrity expert. experts, Marcel Lemieux.
Jade, it's a celeb-tabulous week. I have got so much dirt to share.
Woo! And Jeff Ron James, who is here to make fun of all the people we can't.
What's up, people?
Liberty City's entertainment scene has been hotter than a Baghdad barbecue. We've had a couple of big-name casualties on Star Junction. Gloria Unsworth was singing her menopause blues away in the musical Middle Age until she had a hot flash when it was canceled this week.
That's right, Jane. The show has failed to reach 45. Performances, that is. Who wants to hear anything about the horrors of aging? Listen to this.
I'm 40 and nobody wants to fuck me. Lasagna belly and ass kind of lumpy.
You know the worst part is when she showed her flabby bat wings on the stage.
Oh, that's revolting. I hate life without an airbrush.
Get the... pick your face up. It's something called surgery. Nip tuck, get some work done on your funky fat thighs. This is the entertainment industry.
Also, tourists in Liberty City are complaining about indecent performances at a local night spot. The Perestroika Club in Hove Beach is home to a wide range of vaudeville performances and has outraged patrons with both the quality and violent content of its acts.
Oh, these rotten, dirty Ruskies. They're just taking over the entertainment industry in this town. First the strippers, smelling like vodka, and now they want the theater.
Thank God we still have Fleet Week.
You do realize you're a stereotype.
I am not. I am an individual. There's no other entertainment commentator who's camp, sassy, and bitchy. Leave me alone, has-been.
Boys, please. Magicians, singers, jugglers, and more are part of the vaudeville performances at the Perestroika Club. The master of ceremonies had this to say.
We have best entertainment in the whole of the city. You don't like real cabaret entertainment? Don't come. You offended by men throwing knives at ex-girlfriend? Don't come. Some nights we have cold. Other night trash a woman drink too much, sings about her stepfather and sex change. It's a good time.
Juggling, spousal abuse, magic, people bursting into song, sex changes, sounds just like a night at my parents' house.
I would love to get paid to throw knives at bitches. I would be a bitch knife act throwing motherfucker.
And more on the terrible tragedy.
Ah, that's right. We haven't had a paparazzi beaver shot for weeks. It's a catastrophe for our ratings.
Thank God. If I have to see Jill Van Krastenberg's chapped and cracked chimp lips on the internet one more time, I'll be back in therapy.
Actually, no. What we're talking about is the death of actor Wayne Tiersen, who died a few weeks ago, but whose death has got great ratings and web hits.
Oh, yes. Tiersen was found dead in a Las Venturas brothel, and Vinewood is struggling to come to terms with their loss. Shock. Mourning. This is a tragic blow to the entertainment industry, and one we here at Fizz are determined to help stretch out.
Aw, there. It's terrible. I feel your pain. A 20-year-old millionaire dying of too many lap dances and too many drugs. It's a real tragedy.
Well, you're right. And he did dress like shit.
See? That's right. Celebrities deserve to die for being better than us. That's the subtext of this entire show.
And some of the biggest names in comedy are coming to Liberty City. Cat Williams is here to do stand-up at the Split Sides Club. But he was also part of a protest in Middle Park against injustice. I spoke with him earlier. Why are you out here protesting?
Let me explain something to you. We are here to tell the world that there's a lot of injustice going on. Sick people, old people, people that want to watch TV, we're being oppressed.
How are you being oppressed?
How am I being... Do you know how much it costs to get an ounce of good weed in Liberty City? Motherfuckers want $500. How the fuck am I supposed to feed my kids and order pay-per-view wrestling and get a sandwich when weed costs that goddamn much? And half of it's just too motherfucking strong anyway. Names like White Widow, Northern Lights, AK-47. I'm not trying to order a gang. I'm trying to order some regular weed.
You're not here to protest against the pharmaceutical companies taking advantage?
Hell no. Nah. I love pharmaceutical companies. I wish I had a pharmaceutical company. I wish I was a pharmaceutical company. All kids should be on some sort of pharmaceuticals. Something to keep them calm and inside where they belong. Not out fucking with my rider stealing my shit.
Comedian Cat Williams, groundbreaking illusionist Brian Vesuvius, wowed audiences recently when he made his junk disappear between his legs.
I could do that. See? Look, I'm a woman. It's easy. You're just tucking.
Please, put that little guy away.
Ugh. Now, Vesuvius is discussing his next big project, a stunt in which he plans to shrink his head to half its size.
I like a little head, usually after dinner.
Stop doing that, would you?
Vesuvius will perform his cranial reduction live in space, or so he claims. We will stay with this story. Meanwhile, we spoke to nightclub impresario Larissa Slalom about her newest Algonquin venture.
It's called Anna. It's going to be the hottest club in town. Super VIP. All the celebrities, you'll never get in. We've got a gold scale at the entrance. If you weigh too much, you can't come in. It's very chic. And there's a diamond-encrusted toilet right by the entrance, so you can purge till you hit the magic weight. And then the bouncer lets you in. Right, Lamont?
That's right. Get the barfing, bitches. People will do anything to get in our club. They're lying about being a celebrity or a celebrity stepkid. They offer you sex, drugs, and money? Now it's down to the cold, hard facts. How much do you weigh?
Platinum vomitoriums are very now. Well, of course, it's a bit of a joke. We just want people to have a good time in a safe environment. I have to say that, or they'll shut me down again. Hey, anybody have a line? Oh, yeah. Tony Prince is a loser.
Fantastic. Oh, I can't wait to stop by. That's about all we have time for.
We'll stay on top of the celebs,
stalking them till they snap.
And when they do, you'll hear about it first on Fizz.
Fizz! WKTT, because family values finally have a place in our news agenda.
The number one conservative talk show in America. He's America's anchorman. The conservative captain of the good ship Freedom Isn't Free, proving we can shout down any dissenting voices. It's the Richard Bastian Show.
I think more and more people need to stop breastfeeding in public.
Absolutely. You know, breasts are filthy. Cover them up, okay? Don't make me pull out my boot knife and give you a mastectomy.
America is too concerned with birth control. We need to be making babies. We need to catch up with the county.
I'm with you. You know, we've got to monitor people's email. We got to outlaw all the wrong religions, okay? Because that way we can finally be free in this country.
This is the continued pussification of America. It's not okay for men to be hugging each other and crying and talking about their feelings.
You know what? I disagree. I say feel, but feel with your fists, all right? Right there, the hammers that God gave you on the end of your arms, okay? Are you with me, Bastion's buddies?
And now, here's the man himself, Richard Bastian.
All right, thanks for joining me, Bastion buddies, here and on 1,400 radio stations worldwide. Welcome to the show. Now, today we're talking about family values on the program, and I'll tell you right now, I'm married to two women. My wife, my lovely, lovely wife with her beautiful hair and pretty face. The second person I'm married to, America. Now, here's my thing. I won't go down south on either. Why? Because it does not help with populating this great country with real Americans. It's about pleasure, not procreation, and that is pointless. Okay, now if you can't alliterate a real idea, it's too complicated, and I will not blind you with science. Now I know why bigamy is illegal in most states. It's tough. It's tough serving two women. In my line of work, you need to be able to sing the national anthem or a spiritual show tune with equal amounts of enthusiasm. But remember, I ain't just whistling Dixie, because nobody likes a whistler or a whistleblower. You know, it's like when you see two people kiss in public, especially ugly people. Good Lord, keep it to yourself, folks, okay? Put the tongues back in their bags. I don't want to see it. You know, you keep traditional values, traditions. There aren't too many of them around anymore, so we better fight for the few we got left. All right, let me tell you, I love my country. I would love to tongue kiss the Statue of Happiness. You know, just reach my hand underneath that big smock she's wearing and just give her a nice freedom squeeze. Let's go to the phones. You're through to me, Richard Bastian.
Hi, Ricky. I'm a Bastian buddy. I've got a problem with what this country's become. Nobody gives a shit about holidays anymore. On Memorial Day, they don't remember the troops. They're shit-faced on pills and vodka at a sofa sale at the mall. And July 4th, they just want to get drunk for 3 days straight and blow shit up. What's wrong with slaughtering the British like we used to?
What are you talking about? There are a lot of great traditions left, like hating open-minded liberals and spreading unsubstantiated slurs about them. Okay? Now, on Independence Day, you know, I like to find a nice Indian casino and celebrate by trying to steal their shit again. That's what I'm into. Traditional values. Kim, on line two.
You know what really concerns me about America? The educational system. First of all, the liberals are making our children learn things like geography. Who cares where the terrorists come from? If our children know about other countries, there's less time spent teaching them about American superiority. You don't need geography to kill terrorists.
If I had all the time in the world that I've wasted on explaining things to women. Here, let me explain something to you, all right? Public education is another lie. Okay, you see it in the bunk they're teaching is science. Now, science is good when it teaches you how to turn a million ungrateful foreigners into glass. That I'm giving a thumbs up to, okay? That's a great discovery. But don't tell me that anything that I do causes a problem. I don't want to hear that, because you're the problem. You know why? Because this is the land of the free, not the land of the free lunches for minorities, okay? I don't care if they are the ones serving it. They shouldn't get it for free. Okay, we've got a live terror sighting. Hello, you're on the Richard Bastian Show.
Yeah, I'm on the train, and I see a guy who's a terrorist. This guy's really suspicious.
Okay, good. What's he doing?
He's sitting there reading some religious shit.
Okay, now how can you tell this shit's religious? What is it? What's going on with it?
I'm sure it is. It's in a different fucking language. It's Spanish or something.
Well, that is a sure sign. Okay, now what you're sitting across from right there is Al Conqueso. They're Spanish terrorists, the worst kind. Okay, they're already infiltrated into all our shitty jobs. You know, you see them outside, at various hardware stores waiting to just the next strike, okay? They're the most dangerous of all. I cannot stress that enough. Now you know what you have to do, don't you?
I sure do. I'm armed 24/7. We're on a train. There's kids everywhere. Time to let fly with some bullets and see what this bastard is all about. Dude, thanks a lot, Richard. Eat lead, you El Con Queso motherfucker!
That's great. Perfect. Now that is a true American. You know, I just want to give that man a heart stopper from Burger Shot, shove a slice of apple pie up his ass, and salute that guy. That son of a gun loves America. You see, Bastion's buddies, we're everywhere, and we're all about keeping this country safe. Next caller.
You're always going on and on about Homeland Security and executing slow people, but I mean, I don't really care about the issues. I've got a lot of guns and a pretty impressive penis.
Well, you know, I think that's all you really need. You know, that's the dream the liberal media is taking away from us. Now you got to trust me here. I've been fined a lot for talking about the size of my penis. It is closely shaped to a tennis ball container. I'm just going to leave it at that. All right? Now you take the Liberty Tree. Now, this is a newspaper giving aid to terrorists by reporting on unconstitutional activities by the government. Okay? I don't want to know what the government's doing. They're doing it right. That's all I need to know. They're doing it, and they're doing it right. Sometimes you have to go outside the law to catch a bad guy. Okay? You see it in movies all the time. What further proof do you need? Going on the phones.
Yeah, I want to talk about that guy's penis. It sounds awesome.
No. Next caller.
Hey, this is Mike Meeples, and I'll tell you what's wrong with America, man. Stupid people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a problem. In old America, the America I fell in love with, we dealt with stupid people very discreetly. Okay? Now I don't know if it's something in the water or the lack of separate water fountains, but it's like a plague has taken over. I mean, I've had it with the homosexual agenda. No, thank you. Leave us the hell alone. And with that, we're out of time. We'll see you next time on the Richard Bastian Show.
WKTT 1066. Because the family is under attack and it's time to fight back.
Justice is a game. Just like a game where you play doctor and the other boy takes advantage of you and you block it out for years. It takes money to play the game right. And if you run out of money, you'll run out of justice and straight into therapy.
In this court, I am the law. I'm Judge Grady. And this is Just or Unjust.
The scripted drama of a court show.
But I'm the mother of his son.
that doesn't mean he can't get some on the side.
The injustice of an American courtroom.
Somebody give me head and I'll waive the charge.
The tension of a desperate network trying to stave off its own self-imposed death rattle by making a mockery of our justice system.
But he put me in a wheelchair, and I've got to save the world in the next half hour, including commercials.
I'm tired of your fake sob stories. How am I supposed to believe you lost your legs? Now wheel on out of here, Lieutenant, before I push you down the stairs myself.
All packed together with the incredible excitement of a game show.
Okay, you have 10 seconds to tell the truth or you'll be set on fire.
This isn't fair!
Welcome to American Justice, lady.
This is Just or Unjust with Judge Grady. It's the hard world of radio justice. Real plaintiffs and defendants in a radio court of law.
Today, we've got Allen versus Davis, case 465. Okay, I've read your opening statements. Let's get going. Before me is LeVar Davis and Angela Allen. You two used to be in a relationship. And Miss Allen is suing you for $5,000 to fix damages to her car you did with a baseball bat? Mr. Davis, can you explain yourself?
Your Honor, that female is crazy.
Yeah. Sounds like the truth to me. Court is adjourned.
Hey! You're not even going to hear my side of it?
Oh, well, shit. We got some time to kill. Why not? Approach the bench, Miss Allen.
Okay, yes, Your Honor.
Now sit on my lap.
Okay.
There. Isn't that better? Now tell me what happened to you, baby, while I stroke your back.
Well, I was together with LeVar for a year, and he started acting real crazy. Hey, what are you doing?
Woman, calm down. I'm soothing you. It's part of the legal process. Now, Mr. Davis.
Yes, Judge Grady. I mean, we were together for a while. She was fine. She carries herself well. She's got big uhs, if you know what I mean.
She sure does. I'm feeling them right now. Hold still, girl.
But she's evil and a cheater. She scratched my brand new truck. I needed a truck because I'm an accountant.
Is that so? You scratched his truck? His new accountancy truck? The kind of truck a man who works in an office buys so he can feel like a man again? What kind of woman scratches a man's truck? That's his manhood you're scratching. The very essence of his masculinity.
He sits outside my house all times of the night. He's out there in the morning watching me. I go to the store, he's peering at me through Sprunk bottles on aisle 7.
I'm not a stalker, Your Honor. Not after my last conviction. I'm just trying to get some information. These are fact-finding missions.
What kind of information?
Like who she's screwing so I can kill him.
You see, Your Honor? He's psychotic. He's... Hey, what are you why are you touching my hair?
It sure is lovely. So tell me, Mr. Davis, what did you do then?
Well, I was really mad about my truck, so I went to my quiet place after my yoga class, meditated, deep breathing, and then I kind of accidentally beat all the windows out of her car with a baseball bat, peed in the front seat, slashed the tires, and took a dump in the air filter.
You shit in the air filter? Give it up, my man. That's cold.
Yeah, so every time she turns on the air conditioner, her car smells like my shit.
That's right. That's ingenuity right there. That's what got us out of the primordial soup and into luxury condos with plasma TVs and robotic dogs. Good going. I like your style. Now see, girl, that's why you are the undisputed weaker sex and we are humiliating you on the radio. Name one woman wrestler who's any good. Name the first woman on the moon. Ah, trick question. Name one woman pro football player. How many women wrote Shakespeare's plays? Answer me. You can. And you are gonna have to go through life as the weaker sex. I mean, tell me, girl, did you deserve all this?
No, I mean, he owes me. He's got a good job, and I had his child.
You two have a baby?
Yes, Your Honor, we did, but I tried to do the right thing and push her down the stairs, like you recommended on one of your shows. But she had it anyway, and then I tried to sell it on the internet.
Good deal. Miss Allen?
He acted like he isn't the father. I had to do everything on my own. I didn't sleep for 6 months.
You're a terrible mother. I can tell by listening to you.
But I love my son.
When I met her, I was 24. She said she was 23, but she was really 13.
No, I didn't. I told you I was 13.
Well, they sound alike.
You told me it was okay because you were from South Carolina.
How do I know it's my baby anyhow?
The DNA test says so.
What is DNA? I've never seen it, and I'm an accountant. How are you going to believe in something you can't see? I can't see the wind.
Ain't that the truth? I ain't never seen DNA or stem cell. Or a law degree for that matter. I'm going to have to retire to my quarters and think about this.
Judge Grady has taken Miss Allen back to his quarters to discuss his decision. Let's talk to a few people in the courtroom audience. Sir, what do you think? Who's in the right here?
He really has a lot of explaining to do. He pushed her down the stairs. That's no way to get rid of a girlfriend.
And what about you, ma'am?
I'm gonna try that thing with the air filter.
We'll be back after this on Just or Unjust.
WKTT. Because I love my country, and if you don't, fuck you and your fat wife. WKTT 1066. Talk radio for people who are always right.
We're back on Just or Unjust with a case of the scratch truck and the underage fuck. Judge Grady is back in the courtroom with his decision.
Okay, all rise. Please be seated. Now rise again. Now get down.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Yeah, that's right. This portion of Just or Unjust is brought to you by America's Next Top Hooker on CNT. Okay, you know how this works. Courtroom audience names the game. The defendant and the plaintiff have to play it. How should we decide this case?
Make them eat glass!
Put a box of beads on their head!
Cannibalism! Let us eat them both!
Gladiator cake!
Gladiator cake! Gladiator cake! Gladiator cake!
Okay, we haven't had this one in a while. Both of you, step into the cage. Okay, on the floor, you will find a sword, a mace, a flail, a hammer, and two tridents. Choose your weapon. Okay, now are you ready?
Yes.
Release the lion.
Hey.
What the fuck?
That'll teach you to screw with the man's truck. Damn! That lion ripped off her arm.
Dumb bitch, that's what you get.
Oh, he's coming after you, Mr. Davis.
No,
by the throat. That's what you get for hooking up with a young girl and stalking her in the supermarket. Let this be a lesson to you all. Two wrongs don't make a right. Damn, I love justice. What did we learn today? We learned that passion can be your undoing, that sensationalist shows like this, celebrity worship, ignoring politics, it feels good. Like I just wake up each morning and wrap my big hands around the American dream and choke the life out of it. Now, studio audience, when the lion is done, you guys can go in and eat the rest.
Let's see what our studio audience thinks. Sir, was that justice?
Sure was. I mean, man, when a couple don't get on, rather than a messy separation, what Judge Grady gave us today was two people being messily separated by lions. That shit was dope.
And you, madam?
Wow, I knew it. Tastes just like chicken.
Great.
Just or unjust.
See you next time on Just or Unjust.
WKTT 1066. Because now that the Cold War is over, it's time to fight with ourselves. Celebrities are what matters in America, and we watch their every move.
Fizz!
It's time for Fizz.
It's Fizz time, everybody. The celebrity show that puts the lobotomy back on the cultural agenda. I'm Jane Labrador, and I'm joined as ever by Marcel Lemieux and Jeff Ron. And boy, have we got a freshly stuffed show for you today.
That's right. Lie on your stomach and bite your pillow, America. Let's find out what's happening in this crazy world of unceasing celebrity banality.
Let's get down and dirty. Dragon Brain, the movie billed as more CGI, less story, is sending America dragon crazy.
Now, here is a movie only fat trolls from the suburbs could enjoy. A bunch of pale, inbred, religious wackos running around in leather clothing hitting each other with pointy sticks.
What are you talking about? It's fantastic. I can't wait till it comes out in high def so you can see every tear in his tunic as the orcs try to mate with Lord Absentinos.
We wanted to speak to the star of the show, Clive Letter, but unfortunately, his publicist says his penchant for DWIs has him very busy pretending to console the family of the father he killed. Instead, we've got Dragon Brain child star Christopher Tibbetts, who played William of Mamre in the film. Here's a piece.
Lord Absentinos, I've never even touched a girl's bottom. Your sword is enormous.
That's powerful stuff.
thanks. I really learned a lot while doing this film. I learned how to be a self-absorbed and materialistic prick, and the director taught me how to roll a joint.
Christopher, your life must be really exciting right now. Just starting to figure out if you like girls or boys.
Oh, it is. I've got a bunch of new Vinewood friends, and I get to wear sunglasses indoors. Plus, I've started doing coke.
What is your favorite memory from the set of Dragon Brain?
Oh, it was great. Between takes, Arwen McBarvine, who played the wizard, he'd take me back to his trailer. He performed spells on his trousers and made them grow.
He is so cute. I could just eat him up.
Yeah, eat him up, because there's nothing more appetizing than a tween with a drug problem and a massive ego. What a dick.
Also, we spoke with Magellan. Now, you may remember Magellan from the 80s. His European synth rock was very popular for a while, and now he's planning a comeback.
Good to see you, Magellan. I used to love your records.
Why, of course you did. You're our only human being.
And now you're making a comeback.
Yeah, Magellan wants to set the record straight. It is time for everyone to accept the facts. Magellan has had an enormous influence on the music world. Before me, the records, they didn't spin.
Really?
Yeah, that is super. That is true. Magellan is force of nature. Like death, I invent the wave. The wave of rock. That is why I have lace glove.
Meanwhile, in comedy news, reporter Susan Retriever spent this morning getting tested for herpes, so instead we all had an incredibly exciting conversation with top comedian Ricky Gervais, who is performing at Split Size to rave reviews.
Hey, Ricky, I got a serious question. How come people from England never laugh?
There's not many people go around in England just laughing because they enjoy it, because then they'd be mental. I mean, you see some people on the street just walking around laughing at nothing, but they also piss in their pants and punch pregnant women in the face. So it's, I mean...
I saw a movie about England once.
What was the movie?
I don't know, but one man wore a leather hood and the other one cried a lot.
Great. Well, at least you remember where you saw it. Good.
You do jokes about fat people. Some fat people were going to protest your show.
A lot of them didn't make it. A lot of them sort of stopped halfway and took their breath. And then some turned up with placards, but the placards looked tasty, so they were eaten.
You mentioned in your act that while you're here, you've seen lots of commercials for the Relax Power X motorized scooter.
Yeah, well, that shows a lot of ingenuity where they've, as opposed to trying to find ways to lose weight, they've found ways to cut walking out. But I'd suggest, on a motorized sort of bike, you've still got to do something. So what you want to do is get the pavements moving. So you can just, like, literally fall out of bed, flat on your face, and a pavement can move you to the, you know, the pizza shop. And you can, he could liquidize that. Obviously, if you really want to rule out any movement chewing, he could actually inject it straight up your anus.
You've said some nasty things about our best friends, the paparazzi. If they don't stalk people like you, we wouldn't have a job.
Well, the paparazzi are doing a job, aren't they? They like to hide in trees and bushes and take photographs up famous people's dresses. And I'm not going to judge anyone. And if, most people were to hide in a tree taking pictures of topless women on a beach, they'd be arrested. But if you go, no, it's all right, it's for a newspaper. It's my job. They go, oh, go on then. Spy on all the women you like. You're not a pervert. You're working for a newspaper.
What shows do you like on American TV?
I like America's Next Top Hooker. That's good. I like The Serrated Edge.
That's just a show selling knives.
Yeah, they're all different, aren't they? You can't have too many knives.
What do you think about the tragic DWI arrest of Chloe Parker?
She's gone through enough, hasn't she? She's going to jail now. She's had a hard life. She suffered
like Mandela. And now it's time for us to try and get her out and make her a leader.
What a great interview. I just love British men. That's all we have time for. But remember,
if a celeb shows their crack
or smokes it,
you'll find out first on Fizz.
Fizz! WKTT.
Because the world needs a powerful America to tell it what to do.
Conservatives finally have a real voice on the radio. It's the Richard Bastian Show.
This country's going to hell. Ever since we let those damn Australians back in this country, everything has gone to shit. What the hell did we go to war with them for in the first place?
I'll tell you why. We did it for freedom and for valuable munitions contracts.
They're sick, degenerate folks known as furries. They dress up in their cute little bunny suits with holes cut in them for their penises to stick out, and they pound each other's hinies, making weird-ass animal noises.
Now, do you hear what public television has brought to you, America? Do you hear what's happened to the children? Hiney pounding!
Saving America from itself. It's the Richard Bastian Show.
All right, America, we're back. We're back here. Bastian's buddies salute. At ease. Today on the show, we're going to talk about why America is number one. Okay, without further ado, let's do what this show is all about and hit the phone lines. You're the people that make the show. All I do is make the money and spend it on facefuls of pharmaceuticals until I go deaf. Hello, caller.
I just wanted to call in and say that I absolutely love the show.
Well, I absolutely love that you think that, okay? Now, you want to talk about what makes America number one, huh?
We have a completely incompetent buffoon for a leader. We drive outrageously large, gas-guzzling Maibatsu monstrosities.
I know. It's fantastic, isn't it? What we've been given from our forefathers is the freedom from thought. That, for my money, is real freedom. Knowing you're always right. That's real freedom. It's like life is a party that's never going to end. And you're not hosting that party. You're just there so you can you know, go take a dump on the coats. You can, you know, leave your beer bottle in the toilet if you want. It doesn't matter. It's not your house. Okay, we're just here to have a good time. Now, this is unless we make a serious mistake in the election. You know, think about it. You can't expect someone with no backbone to police the world. And that's what these liberals don't seem to understand. It's very clear. Drinking is a sin. Laying is a sin. Fisting? You know, that's a mortal sin. And the trannies, well, don't even get me started on the trannies. It's science run amok, okay? It's very confusing. I'm looking at a woman, I'm talking to a woman, I see the woman's penis, now I'm confused. I don't know what's going on. The government is turning into a confused transgender prostitute. I mean, it really is. You know, they don't know who to serve. You feel terrible afterwards. You have an overwhelming feeling that everything in your life is horribly wrong. Yes, it feels good while you're doing it. Yes, you're making him, her feel good. But still, it's wrong. Julie on line one.
I'm totally with you, Richard. I feel like there's a full assault on our values. We need to prepare our own counter-assault. I mean, I'm a good person with good values. I think we should just go after anyone who doesn't agree with me or celebrate my holidays.
Julie, you're totally right. I mean, the minority agenda, the midget agenda, yuck! Yuck, you know, every idiot in this country has a damn agenda. You know, what about my agenda? You know what that is? America. It is up to us, Bastian's buddies, to tell people what they can do. Because if not, they're going to live like heathens. Left to their own devices, they're going to eat their own shit. You know, they're going to have sex with their daughters. We got to tell them what to do and what to listen to. Otherwise, we're going to be screwed. We're going to be screwed. We want order, America. Do you hear me? We want order. Order.
Well, I'm ready to take the Bastian's buddy's pledge.
Okay, well then, all you gotta do right now, Julie, I need you to raise your right hand. Okay, I'm getting another buddy's pledge. And it's abstinence. Okay, now what is that? It's doing nothing. Now you're good at doing nothing, right, Julie?
Yeah, I'm totally frigid.
That's great. That's great. Abstinence from sexual activity, it builds up hormones. Okay, listen to me. This is science. This is me using science for good. Abstinence builds up hormones. Abstaining for a long time produces a euphoric feeling. Okay? It is nature's antidepressant. Say it. I will not come onto men. Say it with me.
I will not come onto men, and sodomy is a sin, even if I crave it.
Okay, good. Now, I take that pledge every morning. When I wake up, I look in the mirror,
okay? You know, after I get done doing my facial scrub, and then, you know, some I put some toner on my face. But after that, I say that pledge. It's great for strength and purity of our nation. There are no better ways to serve your country apart from one, and it involves taking out museums and inappropriate health facilities. If we're going to stay pure out there and focus on turning this country into an aggressive and limited access paradise, then listeners, you're going to need to start by avoiding romance novels, any machinery that vibrates, hand soap, baby oil, baby soap, hand oil, the internet, okay? Jumper cables, what are the trampolines? All right, trampolines, you get a young lady on a trampoline and her boobs start bouncing, or you get a well-endowed man and his package is bouncing all over, you're going to start thinking, well, there's more to life than shutting up. And that's not what is true. It's that simple. Next caller, what's wrong with this country?
We don't have enough mascots.
Okay, that is true. This is so true. Kids, the children of America, need to look up to people like Derek the Dodo, and not some liberal puppet on public television teaching you how to count. Okay, there's only three numbers I care about, and that is 3-2-1 launch. All right, and that is what I like to hear right before we send a missile cocking in some asshole country's mouth. All right. Now, if I need my kids to be taught tolerance, you know, sometimes, which is a dirty word in my household, tolerance, but I'll tolerate them fighting. Okay, that is what I'll tolerate. I don't need them to learn about life from puppets. Okay, you don't learn anything from anybody that likes having a hand put up their ass. All right, the only puppet I like is the president.
I have a great idea, and I've tried it at home. It works. I have four wonderful darling babies.
Four babies. Well, you hear that, America? Another of Bastion's buddies making little soldiers to fight this culture war. That's great.
My babies are cats.
Wait, cats?
I've named them after patriarchal influences. I'm drawing my inspiration from my kitties.
Oh, okay, nobody wants to hear about your stupid, useless pussies. God, what has happened to radio? I mean, to this city, to this world. I cannot wait to be judged, because I'm going to be okay. I already know that. I know that because I have secrets that I keep within me, okay? And if you keep them bottled inside of you, then you get to release them in heaven. Because right now on this earth, my secrets are the only thing that keep me on heaven's path. Now, most of you are screwed, and rightfully so. Okay, we've gotten into the PC mode of, like, you know, hey, we're all the same, we're all equal, man. Hey, women can do anything men can do. You know, even have Adam's apples. Yeah, you know, right? Yeah, sure. BS, okay? I don't shop uncontrollably, okay? If I bleed for 7 days, I die. Okay? You know, I can drive a car for more than 30 minutes without hitting something. Okay, that's the difference. Next caller.
First of all, I'd just like to say I love the show. You know, it's great. You're doing a good job for this city.
Thank you. Thank you. I agree completely. Get to the point.
Where the hell do these liberal fascists get off trying to censor pornography?
Okay, now listen. Put your head up to your radio so I can vibrate some sense into that thick head of yours. We need to know who is reading and watching what in order to keep the terrorists out and protect our morality. That's all that's going on. I mean, mood-altering candles lead to heavy petting, okay? Don't pet me. I don't want to be pet, all right? I'm not a cat, all right? Now, you know what I say? We're not even supposed to be having sex. No, keep it out of my butt. All right, with the nonsense on TV in this country, like, like that liberal, Jeremy St. Ives, filling women's heads with all these irrational expectations about masculinity, you know, we're all going to be in trouble. Listen, my wife has never had one of those so-called female orgasms, and she's very, very, very happy. You know, she works out a couple times a day with her trainer, and she's getting very, very good at tennis. Okay, now we have our faith. That's where our orgasms come from. That's where we get off, from praying.
All right? This life is meant to be shit so that the next one is good. You gotta have your valleys to appreciate the peaks. It, you know, it's like an orgy with virgins. You know, I mean, it sounds like a good idea. Then you get in there and you're kind of like, no, don't put that there. Put that, you know, anyway, you get my point. You know, I'm a man who believes in the American dream. I really do. And that dream is I'm in charge, and if you don't like what I'm saying, then I'm gonna make a wisecrack and drop a bomb on you. That's it. That for me is the American dream, okay? And then maybe get a country artist to sing a song about it and then have me walking around in slow motion. That's the fully realized dream. You know, then you can maybe make a movie about me doing that, and we can do action figurines and then myself making a movie about blowing the shit out of you while I make a wisecrack. Yeah, I mean, the dream is endless, truly, and that's the beauty of America is I'm allowed to dream. That's the dream. Don't complain to me that you come over here and that all you get are the janitor jobs, okay? Don't complain to me about that. Just pick up my shit and walk out of the room. Don't stand in here awkwardly. Don't try to make eye contact with me, okay? Don't talk to me. Don't ask about the pictures of my kids, okay? America, we don't want to pick up our trash, okay? We don't want to do that, and we don't want to sweat. All right, now we'll be right here in the air conditioning, watching the news and stewing over people like you who are trying to break into our houses. And trust me, you come into my house, buddy. You know, there's gonna be you're gonna be in store for a little double barrel surprise. Okay, I will take you and I will shoot a hole in you, and then I will torture you and your family for freedom. That's about all the time we have. Remember, Bastion's buddies, we are right. We will see you next time on The Richard Bastion Show.
WKTT. Because I love my country, and if you don't, fuck you and your fat wife. WKTT 1066. Talk radio for people who are always right.
The Martin Sirius Show.
This show is trash.
Shut up, you shrew. Get naked for me and drown your children in the bathtub right now on the phone.
The most valuable man in broadcasting, the genius who takes no prisoners, is back for another episode of the Shock Jock Show that has changed everything, including moral standards and what is considered funny. It's America's favorite everyman, multimillionaire Martin Sirius.
I'm being ripped off by all my peers, the hacks in this industry.
Also starring Smithy, the sidekick.
I'm smoking a cigar with my butt!
And Mark, the anal and entirely realistic station manager.
This show is out of control. We'll get fined again.
And Lisa, who isn't just a token example of diversity, so we avoid a lawsuit.
You're so funny, Martin. Burning a rainbow flag. I should be offended. But you're brilliant. I hate myself all the way to the bank.
This is the multi-award-winning, game-changing, life-altering, original Martin Sirius Show.
That's right. Martin Sirius Show, back with another incredible round of telling everybody the way things are. Yes, the way things are.
That's so true.
Lisa Gott is in the details. In the details! He also appears to be in your breasts. Your breasts! Lisa, today, they seem kind of perky, fresh. Someone have some work done, Lisa, huh? A little bit of uplift with your bonus, did we? Tell Uncle Martin. Let me see those chocolate grenades. Ooh, delicious.
Martin, you're ridiculous. You're so funny. I can't believe people call you a condescending homophobic racist.
Thanks, Lisa. I know. How could I be racist or homophobic when I employ a black transvestite? That's why they pay me the big bucks. Hasn't changed me.
Mm-mm.
Money, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't changed me one bit.
Yeah, you always were a jackass, if I may say so, Mr. S.
Thank you, stunt boy Smithy. Thank you.
Oh, Lord. What are you doing, Smithy?
It's my first stunt of the day. I'm going to duct tape M80s to my throat.
Yeah, shove a lit one up your ass. I win a broadcasting award.
Anything for you, Mr. S.
What if he gets hurt?
I'm a pioneering broadcaster. A pioneer. I break ground, others follow, others copy. Listen, I don't care who gets hurt in the name of radio. I take no prisoners in my search for the truth. Light those fireworks around your neck, Smithy. Wow! Smithy, that must have really stung. Can I say this, Lisa? I'm a legend.
Well.
Like Davy Crockett.
Mm-hmm.
Except that I don't get to murder natives.
I've gone deaf, Mr. S!
Stunt boys, Mithy everybody, with an M80 up his rear end. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's incredible! Incredible! Radio, theater of the mind, and widescreen plasma TV of the asshole.
Oh, my, you're hilarious! Naughty, but a straight talker. No wonder all the porn stars we have on the show can't resist you.
Is that so?
I've got a sound effects machine. Isn't that funny?
Well, speaking of porn stars, pull that curtain back. You guys are not gonna believe what's going on behind there.
Wow, Mr. S, they're beautiful!
Wow, indeed, indeed! Ladies and gentlemen, it's two hot young porn stars making out.
Hot lesbian action, only on the Martin Sirius Show.
Just like we have every day.
Well, that's terrible and exploitive! But it's also groundbreaking entertainment for which we'll probably win an award. You're really a genius.
Mr. S, do you want me to kill one of the porn stars like last time?
That was a ratings bonanza. Bonanza, wow. Breasts, look at those breasts. Yeah. Veiny and covered in stretch marks. Just like watermelons about to explode. Just a reminder, next week, if management doesn't shut it down, we'll have our annual circle jerking contest where you can win a box set of every show I've ever done. Think about that. Me! Every show, all the time. My whole career.
And don't forget to tell them about the tot stickers.
That's right, Lisa. This is extreme radio. Extreme! So I spend 99% of the time on air talking about the show rather than actually putting one on. Smithy, tell them how they can get their tot stickers.
Yes, Mr. S. Tot stickers are for Take Out Your Twat Tuesdays and Thursdays. When you put the tot sticker on your car and women see the tot sticker while they're driving, they'll mush those nasty meat curtains against the window.
Oh my goodness. Unbelievable. That's outrageous, but also liberated and true.
Going to the phones, taking calls, speaking live. Line 3, Brianna, you're on the Martin Sirius Show.
Hi, Martin. I'm totally hot and wet for you.
If I wasn't stuck here doing this dumb show, oh, the things I'd do to you. You touching yourself right now? Are ya?
Oh, I sure am.
Yeah, baby.
Hang on, Brianna.
Yeah.
Smithy!
Yes, Mr. S?
While this young lovely is pleasuring herself, I want you to burn your pubic hair off with a blowtorch. With a blowtorch!
No problem, Mr. S!
Yeah, Brianna, you're a dirty girl, aren't you?
Yes.
Do you want to do things for me?
Yes, Martin. I want to be so naughty for you. Well, then take your clothes off right now.
Yeah, that's my line, you dumb twit. It's unscripted, innovative, groundbreaking radio. Well, then take your clothes off right now.
Okay, Martin.
Now I want you to give yourself a hysterectomy. What? Station, dump me out? Dump me? Hit the delay button? Everyone missed the best part! I am tired of this company censoring me! I am a radio genius! Now, how many times do I have to say it until you just blindly agree? I am the real deal! The real deal!
Like your hair, Martin. Is it new, plugs?
Oh, if you weren't a black transvestite, I'd fire you. My hair is real! They just move some of it around with an egg beater.
Martin, you're unbelievable! Shocking! If what you said wasn't true, I'd sue you for harassment.
I should sue you! I see you looking at me, you're only human. Of course you want me. I'm an attractive, hard-working everyman, but I'm also a humble genius. You want me, don't you, Lisa? Don't you?
I want you, Mr. S.
Aren't you supposed to be grooming your groin with a blowtorch?
Yes, sir, Mr. S! Oh, shit.
Ouch.
Oh, smells like bacon.
It smells like the set of one of my films in here.
Ooh, I want those hot lesbians. Smithy, give them both some PCP. I want to get fined again so my show appears to be edgy. Look at them. Love lesbians. Never gets boring having lesbians on the show. Why do they call me sexist and homophobic when I love lesbians?
That's so true, Martin.
Wow, they're smashing each other's faces, Mr. S.
Tell me, Stacy. It is Stacy, isn't it?
Yes, Martin.
How did you get into porn? Did your daddy touch you?
I just really enjoy it. I've got a new calendar coming out. Here, take a look.
Oh, wow, yeah! I didn't know that yoga could be so sexy.
Yeah.
I'm ready to give you a downward dog. A downward dog!
Or gardening. Look at that leaf blower up her sphincter. I'd love to do that for the show, Mr. S.
Wow! On the October page, here she is tending to the elderly in a hospice by servicing the dying men.
Oh, fantastic. It's Mark Brooks, our dull general manager.
Hi, Martin. Sorry to interrupt the show.
Yeah, the contest next week, it got canceled.
Are you kidding me? Well, we did it last year, no problem. How am I supposed to do a shock jock show when you suits keep bringing me down?
Yeah, really. Martin makes this station a lot of money.
I know, but you guys are out of control.
Yeah, and we were raising money for leprosy.
That's right.
Listen, we're going to do it anyway. We already have some contestants entered. Next week is the official third trimester triathlon. If you're pregnant in your third trimester and you can finish a triathlon without entering premature labor, you win. Tell them more, Smithy.
Yeah, as part of the triathlon, the pregnant women have to ride tricycles in circles and slam shots. They run 22 miles, and then after that, there's the breakdancing competition.
I'll never forget seeing a pregnant woman doing the worm.
Little guy shot right out like a stewed tomato. All right, let's get back to the PCP lesbians. Stacey, you seem like an intelligent girl.
Thanks, Martin.
Do you know what hypocrite means?
Of course.
What?
I just really want to help the kids. That's why I do this work. It's for the kids.
Yeah, what's your friend called?
This is Raven.
Wow, you are hot. Hot! Lisa, when we're done interviewing these brainless bimbos while our listeners masturbate behind the wheel, we need to attack some of these other radio shows that aren't as edgy as us and harass people till they commit suicide. Suicide!
Sounds like a brilliant and original plan.
Mr. S, I want to see how much mercury I can pour into my testicles until I lose consciousness. I'm doing it for you, Mr. S, and because I have self-esteem issues.
You're on a nationally syndicated radio show with me, and you got self-esteem issues? That's ridiculous. Lisa, isn't that ridiculous?
It really is, Smithy. You're a good guy.
But the porn stars never want to date me.
Yes, the porn stars. Why don't you two start messing around with each other again?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh.
Is that legal?
I don't know about legal, but it is incredible. I should win another award. I got a toilet full of them.
I know. It's the only room you'll let me see in your apartment.
Yeah, it's your spiritual home. Lisa, what have we got coming up on the show this week?
After the lesbians, we've got an incredible man who is so desperate to be on your show, he's going to wet himself and stick his penis in a wasp's nest. Then we've got a feminist who you can shout at and offend, and some disabled people you can patronize and gold with money.
Fantastic. God, I am one of a kind. One of a kind. I say things everybody thinks, but nobody dares to admit even to themselves.
It's a groundbreaker, this show.
Martin Sirius, the human wrecking machine. Where's that feminist? I'll shit on her.
First, we've got a man who pisses himself.
This guy sucks. I do the stunts around here. If anyone's gonna main themselves on national radio for minimum wage, it's me.
So here he is. His name is Richie, and he comes from Hove Beach.
Hi, Martin. I'm a huge fan. I used to listen to you back when you were on LCFR.
Yeah, until I got thrown off the air for having midget lesbians burn down a church. Ah, people have no sense of humor.
Mm-mm.
So what are you gonna do for us?
I'm gonna wet myself and then stick my Johnson in this wasp nest.
Oh, gee, he just pissed himself.
Ew.
Oh, that's gross. Stacey, stop giving that girl cunnilingus and watch Richie. He pissed himself.
I'll piss on Raven if you like.
Oh, this is incredible radio. Extreme.
It's a proper pissing match.
Yeah, leave the jokes to me, Smithy. Go fill your belly button with molten lead.
Okay.
The one that breaks up the party, but that's my job. We've got a feminist on now. She wrote a book about sex and the media.
I love it. I invented it. Sex and the media. The media!
Here she is, Professor Dorothy Williams.
Oh, just like I guessed, you're really ugly.
Excuse me? I have a PhD.
Yeah, what you got are double D's. Ha, are those real? The thing is, feminists are always ugly. And you just proved my point. Guys, listen to me. Any chick who talks about women's rights has more stubble than me.
You're not being fair at all. You're an asshole.
Yeah, it's not fair, but it's true. So true. I don't make the rules, I just speak the truth.
Well.
And that's why not paid the big bucks.
Mm-hmm.
My God, listeners, oh, be grateful this is radio so you don't have to look at this moose. Think ugly, then multiply it by two. Oh, what do you got?
Ugly squared, the cube root of ugly. Sine and cosine of ugly, Mr. S.
That's right. Give that man a trigonometry award. How about a weekend sleeping with underage prostitutes in Manila? Oh, wait. That's what you did last Christmas, isn't it, Smithy?
Shut up, Martin.
Lisa, I'm bored. Where's that stuttering midget meth head?
Here she is.
Midgets on meth.
On the Martin Sirius Show.
I'm a Martin. Smithy.
Smoke some meth, you disaster.
I'm so high.
Oh, this is real life. We got two lesbians shitting on each other, a man who pissed himself, a token black transvestite woman to keep the regulators and activist groups off my back.
That's me.
An out-of-control stunt boy and a pissed-off academic horse. And now a midget smoking meth.
Martin, you're a genius. This is incredible entertainment, but it's about all we've got time for.
We'll see you on the next Martin Sirius Show. Stacy, why don't you come and sit on my lap and tell me about your daddy issues?
Oh, yeah.
This has been the Martin Sirius Show, the show that's shocking. Shocking that anyone considers it remotely entertaining. Martin Sirius Show is brought to you in association with Pisswasser. Because after pissing on midgets, a real man needs a cheap German beer. Redwood Cigarettes, the number one cigarette to snub out on your genitals. Fleece credit cards, accepted in strip clubs worldwide. And the official body spray and deodorant of the Martin Sirius Show, The Horn. The Horn. Horn is not a date rape drug. It just seems like one.
Shocking!
WKTT, the most patriotic news source in America.
WKTT.
Are covert prisons being built in the desert? Is a secret fraternity controlling world leaders? Who really runs American banks? And the secret scheme behind the penny in your pocket? These are some of the incredible truths revealed today on Conspire with me, your host, John Smith, which, of course, is not my real name, as we show you who and what really runs your world. I've also got an amazing report into the reality behind game shows and how they were used to fight communism, and a look into how the electric car was, in fact, invented before the internal combustion engine way back in 1890. It's going to be another great show if they don't take me off the air. I fought big business. I've attacked media conglomerates and liberal elites. I'm the man they're too frightened to speak to. I'm John Smith, and they do not, I repeat, not know who I am. So, without further ado, without any unnecessary pomp or circumstance or long verbose intros, let's hit the phones. Hello, Truth Seeker. You're on Conspire, and you know the drill.
Hey, John. Big fan of the show. I loved you since I heard you told us the fact that the Library of Congress keeps a secret vault containing a cast of every member of Congress's penis. I mean, it's simply amazing what they spend tax dollars on. I mean, I haven't got health coverage, and yet this government is spending $500 million in upkeep of a member's chamber. I mean, you know, I really enjoyed the last show about diet soda sweetener making children gay. They want America's birth rate to drop so it can't sustain the current population. Then a bunch of immigrants come in and take over and screw our wives. I mean, it makes perfect sense. I can't believe the lies have been told.
Thanks. What's your name?
Jeremiah.
Don't fall for that. I don't need to know your name, nor you mine. Tell a stranger your name, and within minutes, you're in every database in Africa. People are trying to sell your credit card debt and planning to steal your kidney. Pay attention. Wake up. Wake up now. I'm your only friend. This is your worst nightmare, and it's all true. Destroy your Social Security number and erase it from your memory. And forget your name as well. Now, regarding diet soda, abstinence kills. It kills our ideals. At one time, having a large family was celebrated in this country. Now, if you have 12 children and 8 wives, people look at you like you're some kind of freak. Do you know how many kids I've got?
No.
Exactly. You don't need to know. Don't profile me. Don't talk to me about credit scores. How are you going to judge me by something that happened 3 years ago?
Yeah! I'm glad you're finally going to tackle the penny conspiracy. I fucking hate pennies. I hate Abraham Lincoln, too.
Yeah, he was a meddler. He was a closeted Pakistani, definitely bipolar. Big smoker of opium. Some people think he may have been a woman. Now, I can't find any evidence of that, but I do know he had tiny little testicles and his children were not his own. And a penny. Oh, did you know that each penny costs 1.7 cents to produce? These bankers, they're getting rich, literally on our dime. That's been the story of the planet since they took us off the gold standard. Government and banks, they're the same thing. Remember that, and life won't seem so strange. They are taking you in the front and in the rear. That's America. Jay on line 7, love the initial. What's on your mind?
Contrails, John. How do we know when we see a plane flying over and leaving these clouds behind them that it isn't biological or chemical agents being sprayed? I mean, if you live in a poor area, they fly over and leave these vapor trails full of government chemicals to make you pregnant. I know. I banged a poor girl once and she became pregnant right away. I mean, I pulled out, bitch. She's a lying bitch. With these contrails, John, we're crops. We're crops, John, and we're getting dusted.
Yes, it's nothing new. It was a technique invented, of course, by the British and perfected by the Nazis, using crop sprayers to control a population. After the war, you know where those Nazi scientists ended up?
No.
University of San Andreas, Los Santos. And where are people both fertile and brain dead? Los Santos. You do the math.
Yeah!
They brought down IQs so that when the Chinese invade, which they will do via the West Coast, they'll only find a bunch of vain morons and then they'll have to leave. That's what the defense industry has become. You thought it was all about worthwhile stuff, like selling guns to African dictators or supporting oil states. No, sir. It's about the Holy Grail, eugenics. And you're paying for it with your tax dollars. You fools. Open your brains, people. I'd tell you to grow some balls, but it's brains I'm worried about. They keep you so stupid so that if the miseducation system fails and you actually end up knowing how to read, it'll all be meaningless anyway, as you'll be too stupid to understand anything.
Yeah! Wow, that actually makes a lot of sense. I think that's why I always hated black people.
Hey, I cannot tolerate overt racism. I am not a racist. Accepting and explaining clear genetic differences between different races is not racism. It's facts. Facts. Like, when you go to the grocery store, do you buy any brand of food? No, you buy the right brand. People should do the same with their life mate. Of course, people don't like the truth. What I said about French women? True. Andrew, you're on Conspire.
Hey, you know, I want to say thanks for all the insight over the years. I didn't know I needed to be this paranoid until you opened my mind to how awful society is. It's really very useful. I used to have a job and a wife, but I was so naive. Now I live in a bunker, armed to the teeth and free from human corrupting agents, and I'm much happier. I'll tell you. Anyway, John Smith, I wanted to say, you had that guy on last week talking about the end of the world is in 2012 because that's when the Mayan calendar runs out. I say fuck the Mayans. Their calendar sucks balls. No wonder they went extinct. What kind of calendar has a guy sticking his tongue out in the middle of it? Can you imagine carrying a 300-pound rock around the size of a trash can lid just so you know what day it is? Fuck that. Maybe you can. I fucking can. And I'm supposed to take your civilization seriously?
I respect your opinion, but the facts are the facts, friend.
Hey, screw the Mayans, man. The fucking Aztecs were the shit. They were far more powerful. Their civilization was about sacrificing bitches and gold and men having tans and wearing short skirts. It was much more like how I live my life today. Seriously, I wear a skirt every day because of the Aztecs, man. And you know what?
No, what?
Neither do I. I forgot what I was going to say. But just for the record, the government sucks balls. Hard. It's like a puppet show, like the one my dad did for us when the puppets would suck his balls. Why can't we get a real leader like Hitler? I mean, China, he did some bad shit, but he also built roads and found the Ark of the Covenant before that archaeologist stole it. I mean, I don't know any blacks or Jews or women, and I've never met one, and you know what? I'm glad. I can't stand the people who are like me. So imagine how much I'd hate people who aren't like me? Hello? Hello? Are you there? Can you hear me? John? Hello? Hello?
Okay, well, thanks for your call, but after that fine last month, we can't have callers explaining their beliefs quite so clearly. But remember, they are out to get you, and by that I mean the people who put the pyramid on your Washingtons. The great mystery of the dollar bill. I will explain all after this break.
WKTT. Because foreigners don't bathe as often as we do.
Welcome back to hell, people. Yes, the hell of truth. Here on Conspire, in which everything is real, apart from my name, John Smith. Entirely living off the grid. No phone. They pay me in cash. I don't have a social security number. I am wearing a mask. Why? Well, if I tell you, I'll have to kill you. And, you know, no one wants to broadcast to corpses. But let's just say, I have a lot of friends and a lot of enemies in very high places. The people who pull the strings are the people you know. Not President Lawton, but the guy who tells him what to say. Joe Lawton, by the way, went to the same grad program at the University of San Fierro that the man who invented the credit default swap system went to. Now, our economy is in the shitter, and they're all rich. Not complex, not difficult, just join the dots. They were in the same fraternity in college. That fraternity liked to get pledges to exhume the bodies of famous people. Who did Joe Lawton, your president, exhume? His own father, of course, Senator Lawton. Nepotism, money, and covert connections to power. Blink, and you miss them. And that's why they put pepper in the water supply, to make you blink. What does blinking cause? Come on, you know this. Distrust. When was the last time you talked to someone who blinked a lot? You don't trust a word they say, blinky-ass bastard. Anyway, let's hit the phones. Hi, you're being traced by government forces as we speak, trying to irradiate your testes. Glad to have you on the show. Shoot.
Yeah, I want to talk about global warming. Global warming is a real estate hoax to drive up the prices of mountain properties.
Interesting idea.
It's a myth. I mean, it's a lie. Where I live, the weather is always the same. I mean, every day. It's not getting warmer. Last week was pretty cold. It's always one of four things. Rain, sun, snow, or the other one.
Hail?
No, fire. Anyway, it's a goddamn lie.
Well, of course it is. The real problem is the next ice age, which will come in about 3 years. They're using global warming as a tool to frighten people into accepting extreme weather. Then, boom, thick ice everywhere, and sled dogs suddenly cost as much as cars. It's a trick by people in the pet industry to finally take down the American automobile industry.
Yeah, well, I never liked dogs anyway.
I don't blame you. Now let's go to Mrs. X on line 7.
Your rant about subliminal advertising is right on the money. Look at what it's doing to our children, especially with tobacco. You can see someone masturbating on a packet of Redwood cigarettes. It's right there in the design. I catch my kids smoking all the time, and they're masturbating while they do it.
Exactly. And we all know who taught them that.
Yeah, their father. I constantly catch him smoking in the garage and masturbating, working on the car my ass.
There are so many lies built into our society that sometimes we just don't want to know the truth. Like how they say syphilis is man-made. No man ever gave it to me. That came from a woman I met at the perfume counter at a department store. Trey, line 3.
There have been a lot of people talking about whether or not we landed on the moon. I don't really give a shit one way or the other, but I tell you what, we better do something about the moon soon. This space program is out of hand. Why are my tax dollars going to a bunch of geeks so they can drive around remote control dune buggies on Mars? We've gotten out of hand with this remote control shit. My mom even has a remote control vibrator.
This whole future is a failure. Chaos is all there is. You're probably saying, well, what's the point if I'm going to die? I mean, I could die of a heart attack tomorrow. Who cares about the yard? Let an immigrant do it. I've got some serious things to ponder and worry about. And you'd be correct. Now, on Conspire, we often find that the fans of this show are, like me, model train fans. Yeah. It's lovely to create that great westward expansion into realistic 1/16th scale. The scent of unstoppable progress in the air. A nation being born before it got lost in the mud of political correctness and that great lie that we're all equal. tiny working signals, a tiny graveyard, trains chugging in circles, creating a tiny model community with the kind of people you like. Hardworking people. You could paint any color you want. No conspiracies here, just progress. Only the way it was meant to be. And the smell of sulfur burning in your nostrils. But more on my model trains in a bit. Right now, we have a very special guest joining the show. She's the author of a new book called Connect the Dots, Conspiracies for Kids. Abigail Grayson is on the show. Abigail.
Thanks so much for having me.
Why kids?
Well, I have been researching for years, uncovering some truths and lies perpetuated by the Illuminati, the Skull and Bones people, and the Federal Reserve, and especially science. Do you know that we can trace our DNA back to one couple? Do you know what that means?
I'm afraid not.
That means I can't sleep with you. Huh? It would be like sleeping with my brother. Ugh, we're all related. We're all brothers and sisters, and that is just sick. It's incestuous. It's dirty. It's
fascinating.
Sick.
Fascinating. But why is your recent book targeted towards children?
Well, Connect the Dots, Conspiracies for Kids, is an activity workbook and learning tool for young people to learn the truth about how to survive. I targeted it toward kids because adults won't listen to me anymore. They have closed their minds to the truth that I speak. Look, I got an email alert from when people write about me on the internet. This one calls me a psychotic bitch. I know my message is getting across. For this book, I have done a lot of cable access shows. Yeah, big ones. It's catching on.
Well, the chapter on World War II is fascinating.
Yes, it is. It is, isn't it? I know. And kids can color in swastikas while they learn about how Pearl Harbor was an inside job. Yeah, but what I'm really, really interested in is these secret societies. Did you know a secret society runs our government? It's true. It's true. It's in my book. I did the research. Lots of the people in the government even believe that a bearded being existing beyond time will send envoys and children to the earth in order to perform miracles and provide meaning and justify war. Children must be warned of this. I also teach kids about gold and why our paper money is a sham. Now, you should hoard gold in your teeth, rings, necklaces, ingots, John. I'm talking ingots. Think ingots. Gold is the future. Now, I sprinkle gold dust on my food, so I even poop gold. Yeah, so then, when I'm kidnapped, I can poop, I can pick out the gold, and bribe the guard and escape with my freedom. Look, I can show you right now. You want me to show you?
I believe you. You're very resourceful.
Yes, I am.
Your book talks a lot about urban escape and countermeasures.
Yes, absolutely. Our society is on the point of complete collapse, and children should know about this at all times. Why are we teaching children how to write in cursive and learn mathematic tables? My book teaches kids what to do in case you're on the way to school and you get kidnapped. Do you know how to escape from handcuffs, John? Do you? I do. Things can go badly quickly. I mean, you figure out a safe word, but you never know with a guy you met on the internet. You got to get out of there fast.
It says here you recommend maintaining weapons caches?
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. I have weapons caches hidden throughout the city. If there's a terrorist attack, I need to be able to get a flamethrower quick. It's important all our children have this knowledge, too. After all, when the Russians invaded, who saved us, huh? Resourceful and good-looking school kids. That's who. Yeah, life is like a movie. Don't be an extra.
That's a great message. Let's go to the phones now. Chester in Alderney, you're on.
This bitch is crazy. I took her urban escape and evasion course so I can know how to get out of a hostage situation. I paid $600 too. You know what she told me to do to escape and bargain for my freedom? Find out who the ringleader is and perform oral sex on him.
It worked for me in the Philippines. Now, look, John, I have traveled the world, except for Australia. That place is fucked. There are a lot of people that hate Americans for no reason, when all we try to do is help them and bring them democracy and bean machine coffee shops for their main streets. You know, it is a very scary world we live in, and I want to make sure that kids understand the essentials of survival. You know, how to find water, how to pick locks, how to hack into a classmate's email account and look for blackmail material, how to control these urges you have in your body. Suppress them. Oh, wait, you know, the book, it has songs that kids can sing. Like, it's easy to make a mercury switch, gonna blow up that stupid bitch. And then some other great kid songs where they sing about waterboarding your parents to find out if they're terrorists.
Next caller, you're on the line with author Abigail Grayson. Speak up, please. Hello?
Hey, Abigail, my
kids love your book. I even caught one of them cleaning my gun. I've never seen it so clean. The puzzles are really interesting. And the songs? My kids sing that health song all the time. If your arm's pinned, saw it off, saw it off. And that other one, drinking pee-pee in the desert. Great songs. Fantastic stuff.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. As I teach people to think antisocially, you'll survive longer. Society is a lie.
That's just fantastic. It's exactly how any sensible person feels. Mm-hmm. You either know you're getting humped by the great steam train of consumer capitalism, or you're a fool lying to yourself. Let's take another call.
Oh my God, am I on the air? Hi, John. Hi, Abigail. I love the show. You know, Abigail, I tried to make my kid learn the truth about World War II and our government, working through your book chapter by chapter. We colored in swastikas, we visited prison of war camps, we talked about Stalingrad, Hiroshima, and we had a great time. I, for one, loved every minute of it.
Oh, great.
I thought we were really bonding, as the book said we would, but then he turned on me. He called me a crank and a racist and a loser. I seriously think my kid is a government agent paid for by liberals. I think I'm gonna have to drown him or something. I'm at my wit's end.
Drown him. Drown him. If he floats, he's an agent.
Isn't that witches?
Same thing. The FIB was founded by witches. That is what my next book is about. Oh, the witches. Oh, the witches come into your room. Drown them. They spy for Dr. Doom. Dr. Doom speaks to Congress, and those assholes got us in this mess. All together now, come on, John. Public education is
too
socialism.
Much. Well, we're just about out of time. Will you be quiet, you harpy? This has been Conspire. Remember, forget everything you've ever learned. Start each day questioning everything. Your DNA is not your own, and keep your mouth shut. Goodbye.
Wait, hold on. We got to talk more about my book.
No.
Wait, you said that we're doing promos for my book here.
We're out of time.
I fought my way through the jungle to get here.
We've all had days like that.
This is no, every no, day no, is no, like that, John.
We're not on the air
John,
anymore.
John, you made me leave my house.
You're wearing body armor. Come on, you got to get out.
That's because I
the
need
air.
It in this city.
I'm sorry.
Leaving the house without your body armor on, you got to be out of your mind. And who knows what kind of lunatics are running around in this studio. Someone! I'm very premenstrual right now!
WKTT. Because in the war on terror, it's kill or be killed.
WKTT 1066.
WKTT. Because democracy is worth suppressing rights for.
WKTT 1066.